Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
People who live along Lake Michigan in the South Shore neighborhood cleaning up after this weekend's high waves and flooding.
Lake Michigan at 73rd Street is calm, but the signs of Saturday's high waves can be seen up and down the shoreline. John Bloom lives in a lakeshore apartment building.
See, that used to be vertical, and the waves broke it.
Neighbor Kimberly Grant says people who lived in her building were essentially trapped inside during Saturday's storm. If people wanted to leave, she said they had to grapple with waves that tossed heavy planters like they were toys.
Those ceramic planters that are in front of our building weigh about 400 pounds. It knocked them over. So they were rolling around. There were bricks floating down the street as well.
Grant says she has a new appreciation for what nature can do. Rob Hart, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Metro wants its trains to move more efficiently, and one way to accomplish that might involve the end of cash fares.
Most people pay their Metro fares with monthly passes, 10-ride tickets, or the popular Ventra app on their smartphones. Some people, though, find themselves having to pay their fares by cash on the train, plus a $5 surcharge. Spokesman Michael Gillis.
Not a huge number, but it is significant enough that it does slow the process. And so we're looking to see what we can do to change things.
Gillis says if Metro ultimately decides to end cash fares on the train, there would still have to be some way commuters could pay with cash, whether it's through vending means at train stations or at retail outlets. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Well, the temporary head of the Chicago Police Department says he has some serious concerns about the legalization of recreational marijuana, but it had little to do with the fact that pot is now legal.
Interim Police Superintendent Charlie Beck says the legalization of recreational pot in Los Angeles some years ago when he was chief did not cause a spike in violent crime because the pot was legal, but he told the City Club of Chicago the problem with legalization there and here is that under the law the product has a high price and the business is cash only.
Businesses that are all cash, which cannabis businesses are absolutely ripe for robbery, burglary, internal thefts, for having their customers shaken down on the way in. It is just bad business.
If he could change one thing, Beck says, it would be that customers could make their purchases using credit or debit as they do with so much else. In the loop, Craig Delamore, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
A man is dead after an early morning shooting on Aurora's east side. Officers responded to reports of shots fired before 2 a.m. near Lincoln and Avon. The circumstances of the shooting still remain under investigation.
An old building in Elgin will be demolished despite efforts by the city and neighborhood to preserve the vacant space.
The 24,000-square-foot office building is owned by the publishing company David C. Cook and has been vacant since 1995. Elgin Mayor David Captain tells the Daily Herald that the city had been negotiating with David C. Cook and planned to offer to pay for some of the building's property taxes to prevent demolition until the building could be sold. The city even proposed paying for roof repairs, and a neighborhood group has been discussing ideas of setting up a marijuana craft growing business in the building. The Northeast Neighborhood Association in Elgin said they are going to do everything they can to prevent plans announced by the owner to demolish the neoclassical building. Brandon Eisen, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
A Northwest suburban music teacher could soon add Grammy winner to her resume. Elizabeth Bennett is the director of orchestras at Buffalo Grove High School. She shares her love for music with more than 150 students each week. Now she's a finalist for the 2020 Grammy Music Educator Award.
It was just an incredible honor when I first received the email nomination. I was like, oh, this is a thing. This is amazing. And I had always heard of this, the Grammy Music Educator Award, but then to actually be associated with it is really special.
And it was nominated by a former student. She was chosen from a field of more than 3,300 entrants. If she wins, she'll be flown to Los Angeles to attend the 62nd Annual Grammy Awards, which are January 26th.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com on the radio.com app.
and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.